the record. Then put it on the gramophone. Then hit it with a needle. Hit it. Go on. Play. 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 Play.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you anymore.
His influence on the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds is well documented. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page cite Please Release Me as the reason there even was a Led Zeppelin. Page says, "When I was a hired gun in his backing band, I knew this was the type of singer I wanted in my group. That's why I hired Robert Plant." And when the Strawberry Fields Penny Lane single failed to rise above number two in the UK charts, it was Please Release Me that kept it from number one. John Lennon and Paul McCartney, after hearing Engelbert's song, almost delayed the release of their record. "Maybe someday we'll write something that good," they said while humming the song. This week on the Vinyl Garage, we're going to right a wrong, set the record straight, and let the truth be known of the unsung contribution that the genius that is Engelbert Humperdinck, since 1958, has made to the world of rock and roll.
Release me, my darling.
Not this record! Not this record!
Just kidding.
But my horse, it died. And believe me, it
didn't actually think I'd play Engelbert, did you? Really? It is said that in every good deception, like this week's intro, there needs to be enough truth to sell it. I hope no one thought that Engelbert was worthy of any of those accolades, but there is some truth here. Jimmy Page did play guitar on his recording sessions, and Please Release Me did keep Penny Lane out of the number one slot in the UK charts. All the rest is just crap. After a beginning like that, I needed something strong with a great guitar riff to start what was the real show. And that honor went to the Rubinoos, a power pop band out of Berkeley, California. The heavier Rock and Roll is Dead, although an anomaly for them, would become a concert staple for years to come and a personal fave of mine.
The fans have been waiting for it, and now it's here. The first album in over a year. The Turtles present the Battle of the Bands. They work out, turn out, freak out, and stretch out. With a dozen dynamite songs that'll skin your mind, baby.
Two bucks, ticket, got to get with it on the night. They have the Battle of the Bands.
The Turtles, Eleanor. Incredible, phenomenal, versatile, and most important, believable. For the first time, the Turtles get it out of their system. And if you want to get it out or on, get the Turtles' latest album on White Whale Records, Battle of the Bands.
They're saying isn't true.
But it is true. The Turtles get into everybody's bag. So if you've got one, get this one. Available now.
Buzzsaw.
Can't You Hear Me Knockin' by the Rolling Stones was found on their Sticky Fingers album, and that's the one with the working zipper on the cover. The song basically has three parts. The opening featured Keith's guitar tuned to an open G, an instrumental break, and wraps up with a 3-minute-plus jam, this time featuring the guitar of Mick Taylor. The sax solo featured Bobby Keys, and the keyboards were courtesy of Billy Preston. The once proud Paul Revere and the Raiders by 1969 found themselves unable to interest that new thing called FM. Once the darlings of Top 40 AM, the band didn't appear hip enough for that other radio band. The solution? Submit your songs to the radio under the alias of a band called the Pink Puzz, which was also the album title to the song we heard, Let Me In. At that time, their name was shortened to the Raiders. The Turtles were almost impossible to categorize, becoming almost a parody of themselves. Flo, Eddie, and the company switched up their musical style quite often, much to the chagrin of their label, White Whale. Which brings us to 1968's Turtles Present the Battle of the Bands album, a record where they actually pretended to be 11 different bands, each representing a different musical genre, from bluegrass as Fats Mallard and the Bluegrass Fireball, to hard rock where they were portrayed as the Fabulous Dogs. The instrumental Buzzsaw was performed by the aforementioned Dogs. Speaking of Paul Revere and the Raiders, their last number one was Indian Reservation, a song written by John Loudermilk and first recorded in 1958 by Marvin Rainwater. The song over the years would be interpreted many ways by different artists, but I've chosen an unlikely performer, the UK punk band 999, and that was found on their 1991 LP, Concrete.
Song.
birthday on the seventh month. Seven doctors say you were born for good luck, that you'll see. I got $700, babe, so don't you mess with me. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage in Engelbert's Free Zone.
Come on, man. Oh, it's gonna be nice. Come on, come on.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. Come on, Sloopy, come on.
Come on, Sloopy.
I said, come on, Sloopy.
stay alive. He got promises to keep. Silent stars blinking in the blackness of an endless sky. Gold, silver satellites, ghostly caravans passing by. Galaxies unfolding, new worlds being born. And prodigals creeping toward the dawn. And it's a long road out of Eden. Music blasting from an SUV on a bright and sunny day. Rolling down the interstate in the good old USA. Having lunch at the petroleum club, smoking fine cigars and swapping lights. I say, give me another slice of that barbecued brisket. Give me another piece of that pecan pie. Freeways flickering, cell phones chiming a tune. We're riding to Utopia. Road map says we'll be arriving soon. The old order clinging to the reins, assuring us these aches inside are only growing pains. But it's a long road out of Eden.
Propaganda. Now we're driving dazed and drunk. Damascus, the road to Mandalay, met the ghost of Caesar on the Appian Way. And he said it's hard to stop this binging once you get a taste, but the road to empire is a bloody stupid waste. Behold the bitten apple, the power of the tombs, but all the knowledge in the world is of no use to fools. And it's a long road out of Eden.
Nearly everyone at one time or another in the blues world has recorded Willie Dixon's Hoochie Coochie Man. From Muddy Waters in 1954 to today, the version we heard is by a band that I've not been able to find out much about, Al and the Caholics, a joke name in reference to The Simpsons and apparently a popular name that many bands call themselves, but with a myriad of spellings. The little I've learned of this band that they appear to have an Asian connection, for the album the song is featured on was recorded in Singapore in 2001 titled Going Down Slow. Pairing Made in Heaven, Barry McGuire and the Mamas and the Papas presents our state song Hang On Sloopy, by far the best version, in my not-so-humble opinion, of this song. And it's hard to believe that in 35 years, the Eagles have only released 7 studio LPs, with the most recent being from 2007, Long Road Out of Eden. The title cut, which we heard, also won a Grammy in 2009. While researching Barry McGuire, who we heard a bit earlier, I ran across an answer song to Eva Destruction I never knew existed. It was done by a band named The Spokesman in 1965, released as a single titled Dawn of Correction. Although the tune sounds close, that's where the similarity ends. The two songs are as different as left and right, no centrist here, with McGuire taking the former's political stance. Eva Destruction believes nuclear weapons on the brink is a bad thing, but the Spokesman take the opposite opinion. The LP cover shows the band as 3 clean-cut white boys. Now, we can't have the voice of the establishment fronted by long-haired hippies, can we?
The Western world has a common dedication to keep free people from red domination. Battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. There are buttons to push into mighty nations, but who's crazy enough to risk annihilation? The buttons are there to ensure negotiation, so don't be afraid, boy, it's our only salvation.
nation. What about the things that deserve commendation? Where there once was no cure, there's vaccination. Where there once was a desert, there's vegetation. Self-government's replacing colonization. Well, what about that Peace Corps organization? Don't forget the work of the United Nations.
One of the longest-running British bands who, starting in 1963, was still going at it just this year was The Pretty Things. And it was their cover of Maguire's Eve of Destruction we heard, balancing out The Spokesman with a bit of rational thought. It can be found on their 1999 LP, Rage Before Beauty. Then the version of House of the Rising Sun I heard first, before The Animals. The fuzzed-out guitars of the Frigid Pink from their self-titled pink-covered debut LP from 1969. And then finally we're going out with something from Aussie Billy Thorpe's space opera, Children of the Sun, the title cut from 1979. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week as we had a bit of fun at Engelbert's expense. I had almost an unlimited amount of pointless fluff I could have chosen from, but unfortunately for Mr. Humperdinck, the dart landed on him. Join us next week when, who knows who, will be blessed with our scrutiny. The Garage can be reached on Facebook at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson, and as always, thanks for listening.
Magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside,
made of light hit the ground.
Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They pierced the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.
Children of the sun.
Children of the sun.